Shalom uvracha to all. Welcome to Chawari Mechanach Yomit Oyumid's initiative. My name is Micha Hartz. Today we'll be studying Sefer Melachim Aleph Parak Yod Zayin. Okay, who do we meet here? The great tzaddik, a man of God, Eliyahu Hanavi. And we're going to learn about the miracles that he begins to perform. Vayomer Eliyahu Tishbi Mitosh VeGilad El Achav. Ah, Eliyahu the Tishbi from the residence of Gilad. Come and he meets Achav. We're going to have a brief introduction to Eliyahu HaNavi. I am quoting from Melachim Aleph, the Reuben edition, Nevi'im Rishonim, Artsko Mesorah, the prophet Eliyahu. This chapter, this parak, introduces the prophet who plays a pivotal role, not only in the story of Achav and his successor, but remains prominent throughout Jewish history. Eliyahu chastised Achav and Izebel, assembles countless thousands of Jews to Har Carmel, where he discredited the false priests and prophets of the idols, and inspired the entire congregation to call out Hashem, he is the God. That's the next parak, Yuches. Eliyahu ascended alive to heaven, leaving his disciple Elisha to carry on his mission of bring the word of God to the kings of the 10 tribes. Jewish tradition teaches that Eliyahu prays for God's mercy on Israel, that he is often God's hidden emissary on earth to help his people and to teach his most righteous servants. Finally, Eliyahu will proclaim the arrival of Mashiach. In his role as prophet to Achav, he tried to bring the king and nation back to God through momentous miracles that would demonstrate only Hashem is God and Israel owes his allegiance to him. Who was Eliyahu HaNavi? The different midrashim have different opinions. Some say he was a Kohen, and in fact was identical with Pinchas, the grandson of Aaron, and had extraordinary longevity. Pinchas ben Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKohen, Samson who killed Zimri and Cosby, really, Parshas Balak, beginning of Parshas Pinchas, that tragic event. Some say that Pinchas is Eliyahu HaNavi. Some say he was from the tribe of Binyamin, or he was from the tribe of God. Furthermore, another opinion of the Rambam, he was a disciple of Achia the Shiloni. The Rabbag cites textual proofs that Eliyahu HaNavi was Pinchas. Okay, now let's go. So we've already started the parak. Eliyahu the Tishbi comes from Tosh Ve'gila to Achav, and he says, Chai Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Stone Pasagaf, Asher Amadad Hilifonav, Im Yeh Hashanim Ela Tal Umatar, Ki What does Pinchas say? He is a prophecy from the word of Hashem, saying, as long as the Lord of God lives, meaning taking an oath, there will be neither dew, tal, umatar, nor rain during these years, except according to my word. The word of Hashem was to Eliyahu, saying, Lech mizeh, go from here, upanisa lecha kedma, go, turn to yourself towards the east, lenistarta benachel Crete, or Crete, hide in the stream of Crete, asher al pnei Yarden, that is opposite the Yarden River. Now, why does he have to go high? Listen to Rashi on the pasuk, mipnei achav v'izavel, after he gives this prophecy that there's not going to be rain or dew unless he gives the divine command, he has to go hide. Why? How are Achav and Izebel going to feel to hear that he is bringing drought upon them? Not very good. And therefore Hashem says, you have to go hide. V'hayameh nachal tishta, it will be from the stream that you will drink, Hashem is saying to him, the es ha'arvim tzivisi lekal Kelach Hashem, and I've commanded, Hashem says, the ravens. We first meet an Orev in Sefer Bereishis and Parshas Noach. Before Noach sends out the Yonah, he sends out an Orev. I've commanded the ravens, if you want to translate like that, to sustain. It's very interesting. I looked up the Gemara Maseches Chulin, Hey Amar Al, for purposes of Asher, there's not so much to quote, but the Gemara there is discussing if the kitchen of Achav was kosher shechita or not kosher shechita, but Lamaisa, the Gemara's one opinion of the Gemara is that the raven actually brought food for Eliyahu HaNavi from the kitchen of Achav himself. Okay. Vayelech vayas kedvar Hashem, Eliyahu HaNavi went, and he did like the word of Hashem. Vayelech vayishuv benachal Crete, he goes and he dwells in the stream of Crete, asher al pnei Yarden, that is facing the Yarden. Vaharvim mevi'im lo lechem, and taka, the ravens would bring him bread, ubasar amit baboker, in the morning, v'lechem ubasar be'er, otherwise he's going to starve, and bread and meat in the evening, umin hanachal yishta, and he would have water to drink from where? The stream, vayhi miketz yamim, and it was after some time, vayhi Vayiva Shanacha, the stream dried up. Ki lo haya geshem ba'aretz. There was no rain in land. Remember, why was there no rain? Because Eliyahu Navi said there's not going to be rain. Unless I say, I just think it's very interesting. We always talk so much about Shorashim that the Nachal is called Kreet, Chaf, Reish, Yod, Tav. If you have to identify a Shorash there, you could say it's Chaf, Reish, Tav, which is the same as the Shorash of Kores, which means cut off. Right? Or like you could say cut off means dried up. So it's interesting what happens to this Nachal. It is cut off, so to speak, from Eliyahu HaNavi. The Nachal that he had, that gave him water every day, suffered from kores in a sense. Yes, it's a divine command. It was cut off. Why? So he should not have had water. Now, why should he not have water? He's a good guy. He's a tzaddik. He's a prophet of God. Listen to what Rashi has to say on the Pasuk, on Pasuk Zayin. Kidei sheyeda tzorech Hagashamim. So Eliyahu HaNavi should know the need for rain. V'yatriach legalus, so that he should need to go into exile. Shahaya kasha b'nei Kosh Baruch Hu. It was distressing. It was hard. It was painful in the eyes of Hashem. Sheyisrael shiruin meisim barav. That Israel was steeped in a time of famine, that they could die from a famine. Caused the Kosh Baruch Hu pain, and he wanted Eliyahu HaNavi to understand the importance of rain, and he would only understand the importance of rain and how bad drought is if he faced it himself. First of all, a couple of things I want to say in this. I think it's incredibly fascinating that the Rashi says, Shahaya Kosha be'enei HaKosh Baruch Hu. Israel is full of sin. The kings are one is worse than the next. There's bamos all over the place. The people are doing avodah zarah. The leadership doesn't let them go out to be Ola Lerega. They're worshiping golden calves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Am Yisrael. And when his children are suffering, we read in Parshas Achrimos, Perek Tazayin of the book of Vayikra, Hashochein Itam Betoch Tumasham, Perek Tazayin of Vayikra, that says about the Shechina, Hashochein Itam Besoch Tumasham, that the Shechina dwells with Klai Yisrael in the midst of their defilement. And Rashi says, though, that even when Klai Yisrael is defiled, Hashem dwells with us. And I think this is an incredible Rashi, an incredible teaching. Eliyahu Navi had to face famine and thirst, if you will, because he had to understand what the people were facing. So he would understand the importance of rain and what he was doing to the people. And it's kashafer kosh baruch hu when we suffer. Even when we're sinners, Hashem says, you're my children. I love you. I don't want you to suffer. I thought that was just very moving and beautiful. Another thing I want to point out, Rashi is really telling us something amazing here, like we quoted Rashi. Eliyahu HaNavi needs to understand the needs of the people. Kedei sheyeda tzorech hagashamim v'yatriach legalus. He understands why he has to go into this exile. Why is he by Crete? Why does he have to move somewhere else? Because you see, someone's going to tell him, you can't stay. You have to move somewhere else. Why? Because you don't have water. Understand what the people are suffering. Okay, the second half of Rashi was kosher goshbar. We already spoke about that. I want to quote a story from Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, the Rav. I actually quote this Maisa in my Sefer, Abled, my new book, Abled Living with a Disability, a Torah Review. I actually quote this story when I talk about having compassion for other people, whether we see someone with a physical difference or a emotional difference or a financial difference or a cognitive difference. We need to have compassion on people. And one of the ways that we can have compassion on people is by trying to understand their situation, which is what Hashem really wanted Eliyahu HaNavi to do. You could say the people are all sinners. God cares that Eliyahu HaNavi should understand their predicament. What's the answer? The answer is yes. Okay. Rav Soloveitchik says as follows. One winter day, Rav Eliachayim Meisels of Lodz went to visit the home of a wealthy manufacturer by the name of Poznansky. The butler answered the door. Rav Chaim entered the vestibule of the home and requested that Mr. Poznansky meet him there. The butler responded, Mr. Poznansky would like to greet Rav Eliachayim Meisels in his study, but no, the Rav of Lodz insisted Mr. Poznansky meet him in the vestibule. Mr. Poznansky came to meet Rav Eliachayim Meisel and they engaged in conversation for close to half an hour. As the vestibule was not heated, Mr. Poznansky, shivering from the cold, asked the Rav to enter his house where they could continue talking. The Rav responded he had come to collect money for destitute people in town who could not afford firewood. He therefore insisted that Mr. Poznansky greet him in the vestibule so that Mr. Poznansky himself would experience the cold of winter. That's what this Rashi reminded me of. The reason I quoted in my book, Abed, is because when we see people with differences, we have to try and be compassionate. No, nobody can understand what it is to live someone who does not have Baruch Hashem a bilateral severe hearing loss cannot understand the challenges, just like I can't understand somebody else's challenges. But we have to try and put ourselves into the shoes of somebody else as much as possible to be compassionate and to be merciful upon them. And I think it's just an incredible Rashi. Malachim of Perek Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, Eliyahu Navi to run away because of Achav and Izav. We're talking about Rishayim, but you know, Hashem says, first of all, it's hard for me, my nation is suffering. And second of all, Eliyahu, don't think you're such a tzaddik. You have to feel the pain of people. The Rishayim, yes, as a Kodesh Baruch Hu, feel the pain of the people. What a powerful, powerful, powerful lesson. Okay, amazing, really incredible, gorgeous Rashi. Let's keep going. Okay, so the stream dries up, there's no rain, and the word of God came to Eliyahu saying, Kum, remember, Rashi says, Kadesh Yeda Tzorech HaGoshamim V'yatriach L'Golos. And the Eliyahu would understand the necessity of rain, and now he's to go into exile. It's one, he was already by Nachal Kris, the river was Koris, the river was cut off and dried up. He has to go into exile again. Get up, says God, go to Tzarfat, that which is in Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded there a woman, a widow, to sustain you. So Eliyahu gets up, and he goes to Tzarfat, he comes to the entrance of the city, and there's a woman, an Omana, and she is gathering sticks. She's a Mekoshesh Eitzim, but not a sinner who is Mekoshesh Eitzim, like we meet in the Torah. She's gathering sticks, and he calls out to her, and he says, Kichina li ma'at mayim. It reminds me of Eliezer calling out to Rivka. He asks her for ma'at mayim, the Aved. And he says, take for me, please, a little bit of water, bakli, in your vessel, v'eshta, and I will drink. Just like Rivka, hatini ma'at mayim mikadech v'eshta, says the Aved. Pour me a little bit, or a tip me a little water from your pitcher, and I'll drink. So she goes to get water. And while she's going to get water, I'm in Pasuk Gid Aleph, v'yikre, Navi calls out, and he says, v'yom lechina li pas lecha b'yadech. You know, while you're at it, I could also use some bread. And she says, Chai Hashem Elokecha, swear by Hashem your God. She takes an oath. Im yeshli ma'og, ki mo'o kaf kemech pekat, u'ma'ad shem tzapachas. Do you think I am rich? Do you think I have a baguette, a lechmaniyah to give you? I have a little bit of flour in my pitcher, in my vessel. I have a little bit of oil in this jug, in my cruse. I'm gathering two pieces of wood to make a fire. And I will come. I'm making a little bit of bread with all that I have for me and my son, so we'll eat. If we don't eat, we're going to die. You think I could give you a whole suuda? I can give you water. Eliyahu says, don't be afraid. Come, do like your word. Ach, however, asili misham uga ktana. Make me a little roll, bar mishona first. And you'll bring it out for me and yourself and your son. Feed me first and for yourself and your son after. Because so says Hashem, the God of Israel, Kad hakemech lo tichla, your jug of flour will not be finished. With sapachas Hashem and lo techser, and your cruse of oil will not be used up. It won't be lacking. Ad yom teit Hashem geshem al pnei adama. You're gonna have your flour. You're gonna have your oil until the day that God sends rain upon the face of the earth. So she goes and she does like the word of Eliyahu, and she gives him to eat for herself and him and her household for many days. Kara kemech lo kalsa, just like Eliyahu Navi prophesied, the jug of flour did not finish, with sapachas Hashem and lo chasar, and the cruse of oil was not lacking anything. Kidvar Hashem asher diber biyad Eliyahu. Vayi achar dvarim ha'ela, so that was obviously a miracle. If you have a little bit of flour and a little bit of oil, it's not going to last forever. But in this case, it lasted as long as needed. Why? Because it was a prophecy, it's a miracle. Eliyahu Navi is clearly performing miracles that only Kodesh Baruch Hu could do. What does the pasuk say in Devar and Parashas Eikav Paraches? Ki lo al halechem yilavado yichah adam, ki al kol matzo pi Hashem yichah adam. The Navi said, the pasuk says explicitly in Devar Mishnah Dibri Moshe, ki lo paraches of Devarim, ki lo al halechem levado yichah adam. Man does not live by bread alone. Ki al kol matzo pi Hashem yichah adam. What does man live by? Well, God proclaims the word of God. So here we have an exact example of that. You're not living because the flour itself is giving you sustenance. You're giving because the poseich es yadecha umaspil chol chai ritzon commanded that the flour is not going to run out. Vayi achad varim eila chala ben isha baalat habaya vayi chalo chazak mod. After some time, her son, this man, the baalas habayis, who's housing Eliyahu Navi, her son became very sick. Alosher lo nasra bonu shama. He was like kemat dead. Vatomer Eliyahu. So she says pasuk yedches to Eliyahu Navi. She says to Eliyahu Navi, ma li v'lach isha Elokim. What is it with me and you? You're a man of God. basa elai lahaz kersavani. Did you come here to hide my sins? This reminds me of Lot. He doesn't want to run away when Sodom is being destroyed. He doesn't want to go live near Abram. And Rashi says there perikitas of Barishas, that as long as Lot was in Sodom, he looked like a tzaddik. Now Sodom's being destroyed, he has to go live by Avram. Oh my gosh, it's going to be so apparent that he's a rasha. So she's saying here, before you came here, I was like a tzaddikus. Now you came here, you're a man of God. My sins are so high in lahaz kersavani. Did you come here to remember, i.e., that my sin should stand before God? Compared to you, what am I? I'm a sinner. Did you come here to put my son to death? And he says to her, give me your son. And he takes him from her bosom and he takes him up into his attic, El Ha'aliyah, the part of the upper part of the home where he lived, Asher Hu Yoshev Sham, where he dwelt. So he puts the child in his own bed, Pasuchof. And he calls out to Hashem and he says, Hashem, Elokai. Hashem, my God, Hagam al ha'omana, asher ani miskorer ima, hare osa. Also, against the omana that I am living with her, that I am dwelling with her, have you done bad? Lahamis aspina, to put her son to death. La yismodeit ala yelad shalosh pa'amim, he laid himself out over the child 3 times. 3 is a very, very significant number in terms of Geula, and in terms of Yeshua, and in terms of Torah. It's just incredible. When you start to notice, you see 3 everywhere. But he lays over the child 3 times, which is very significant. Vayikra el Hashem vayomer. And he calls out to Hashem and he says, Hashem Elokai tashavna nefesh hayal hazeh al kirbo. Calls out. He says, Hashem my God, return the life of the child into him, bekirbo, and inside his midst. Vayishma Hashem bekal Eliyahu. Hashem listened to the voice of Eliyahu. It's an amazing pasuk. We have 1 time in Chumash, I think it's in Parshas Pinchas in Bamidbar, where it says, yeah, I'm pretty sure, when it says that Vayish Vaydaber Moshe El Hashem Limor. It's when Moshe asked that Yeshua should be a successor. We're so used to seeing Vaydaber Hashem El Moshe Limor. One time in Chumash we have Vaydaber Moshe El Hashem Limor. Hashem Elokei Aruchos Shichal Basar. Yifgar Hashem Elokei Aruchos Shichal Basar. Yisha La'ed Asher Yetzi Lufneim Asher V'yeim V'asher. Please Hashem, Moshe speaks to God. Hashem the God of all flesh. Appoint a leader over the people. Same thing here. Vayishma Hashem b'kol Eliyahu. Tzadik goes over. Akosh Baruch Hu mekayim. Tzadik says something. Akosh Baruch Hu upholds it. God listened to the voice of Eliyahu. V'toshav nefesh hayalad al kirbo v'yichi. The soul of the child was restored into his innards and he came back to life. Vayikach Eliyahu es hayalad v'yirideo min aliyah. Eliyahu takes the child. He takes him down from this attic or this upper part of the home where he lived. Min aliyah habaisa, from the upper part of the home. Vayitneo li'imo. He gives the child to his mother. Vayomer Eliyahu re'i. He says, your son lives. Pasuk of Dal, last pasuk of the parak. Vatomer Yisha Eliyahu, atoze yodati ki ish elokimata. She said, now I know you are a man of God. Udvar Hashem b'ficha emes, and the word of Hashem in your mouth is the truth. It's interesting that she doesn't say when the flour and the oil don't run out, she doesn't say you're the man of God. Maybe she attributed it to something else. But when she sees her own child, rei chai b'neich, she says, undoubtedly, Eliyahu brought her child back to life. More than the flour, more than the oil, the life of her son makes her realize Hashem is the Mechayim Esim, Hashem is the Sol Mechnofim, Hashem is the Rofe Cholim. She recognizes this can only be from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This year is dedicated anonymously as a schuss for our Torah leaders across the world. May Hashem grant them continued koach and wisdom to lead Kaiser, because closer to Hashem, the coming of Mashiach, Bimher, Biyameinu, Amen. Have a wonderful day. Kol Tov to all. Bezer Hashem, I look forward to continuing tomorrow. Thank you.